Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
In today's lesson, we're going back to school.
Oh no, I don't want to go back to school.
It's okay, Laura. I don't mean we have to sit in a hot, uncomfortable classroom in a school uniform listening to a teacher.
That's a relief. You scared me. So what do you mean then?
In today's lesson, we're going to look at a completely different kind of school. It's distance learning.
Huh? You mean you get a letter in the mail with lots of tests in it?
Well, maybe in the old days. These days, distance learning usually happens online. We'll be talking about that too.
Okay, this sounds a lot better than having to go to school again. Let's take a look at today's article and find out more about distance and online learning.
Learn it your way.
People are a lot busier than before, but many still want to continue their education. Since they may not have enough time to sit in the classroom, they can utilize distance learning. People used to do this by mail, but these days, they can do it online. There are many benefits to distance learning. For one thing, students have a lot of freedom. They can study on their own terms. For another, they can get personal feedback from their teachers straight away. What's more, they can learn from teachers from all over the world.
Education. Education. Many people go to college these days to get higher education. Many people go to college these days to get higher education. Mail. Mail. Gerald had a lot of mail to open after spending 2 weeks on vacation. Gerald had a lot of mail to open after spending 2 weeks on vacation. Freedom. Freedom. We're lucky to have the freedom to express our own opinions. We're lucky to have the freedom to express our own opinions. Personal. Personal. The actress didn't feel comfortable while answering personal questions on TV. The actress didn't feel comfortable while answering personal questions on TV.
The article begins. People are a lot busier than before, but many still want to continue their education. Education, E-D-U-C-A-T-I-O-N, education, is a process of teaching, training, and learning, especially in schools or colleges, to improve knowledge and develop skills. So the sentence in the article means that people always want to keep learning new things.
Right, and as they say, it's never too late to learn. 没错，正所谓活到老学到老，所以一开始我们的课文就写到啦。人们呢现在比以前更加的忙碌哦，但是很多呢还是想要继续深造。那课文我们是用 continue one's education 来表示深造啦。其中的 education 我们就来看一下，它是个名词，表示教育的意思哦。那一般英文如果我们要说接受或是受到什么样的教育，我们就会这么说，我们会用 get or receive an education。For example, I'm sure every parent hopes their children, you know, will get a good education. Okay, 像是呢，我们在学校的体育课啊，这个科目呢，英文呢，其实有用到 education 这个字哦。像是 PE 这个缩写呢，其实它就是 physical education, 也就是体育这样子意思啦。
So here's an example sentence with education. Many people go to college these days to get higher education.Many people go to college these days to get higher education.
没错，很多人呢，现在呢，也就是用 these days 有现今这样的意思，都会上大学取得 higher education， 也就是高等教育的意思啦。
Yep, and the article is right. It's hard to find time to study if you have a job, a family, or other things you have to do. Let's see what the article says. Since they may not have enough time to sit in the classroom, they can utilize distance learning. Now, if you utilize, U-T-I-L-I-Z-E, utilize something, you use that thing.
I see. Okay, 在课文这里，我们是用 since 来做这个句首，其实它就有着 because 这样的意思，就是既然或是由于这些人，哪些人呢？就是我们先前提到 busy people， 就是忙碌的人，可能没有足够的时间待在这个教室里面，因此他们可以 utilize， 也就是刚刚 Pat 提到的利用，就是 use distance learning. And what does distance learning mean, Pat?
Well, distance learning is when you're not in the classroom with your teacher. Maybe you only meet your teacher once or twice.
That's cool. Okay, so distance learning 就是指远距教学哦。
Now let's find out more.
Okay.
The article says, people used to do this by mail, but these days they can do it online.Mail, M-A-I-L, mail is the letters that are delivered to you. So studying by mail means the school sends you books to study and work to do, and you send your work back to the teacher.
Oh, I see. 所以人们以前呢，这里我们看到 used to, 其实就是表示以前会怎么样，现在却不会这样做哦。他们以前会用信件的方式来做这个远距教学哦。诶，所以呢，就是像刚刚 Pat 所说，你可能会把一些就是收到这个寄来的书本，可是你要把你的一些作业再寄回去。但是现在呢，他们就可以利用网络的方式来上课啦。我们来看一下 mail 这个字 ，that's a noun， 就是表示邮件、信件。那像是现在我们比较常用的就是 email， 其实它就是 electronic mail 的缩写，也是电子邮件的意思啦。再来补充说明 ，mail 我们就会常联想到邮筒，它的英文要怎么说？就是 mailbox，M-A-I-L-B-O-X。那是谁会送这些信呢？很辛苦的邮差，像是英文就是 mail carrier。Right, thank you.、
Here's a sentence with mail.Gerald has a lot of mail to open after spending 2 weeks on vacation. Gerald has a lot of mail to open after spending 2 weeks on vacation.
Wow, 2 weeks. I want to go on a vacation、
Sounds、
for two、
nice.
weeks. Right, Gerald 在度假两星期后，哇，有好多的信件要拆哟。
So what are some good things about this kind of education? The article says...There are many benefits to distance learning. A benefit, B-E-N-E-F-I-T, benefit is something good. For example, the benefits of exercising regularly are being thinner and healthier.
Right, okay, so...远距教学呢，其实有很多的 benefit， 就是好处哦。当我们用这个句型 ，there are many benefits to something。哦，这句话非常好用，就是表示做什么事情好处多多啦。For example, I could also say there are many benefits to eating healthy。健康饮食真的是好处多多哦。
So what are these benefits? According to the article.For one thing,、students have a lot of freedom.
Yay!
So freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom means the state of being free、right. and allowed to do what you want.
没错，我们都知道 free 就是自由。不过在这里呢，我们学到的 freedom 则是它的名词，也是自由的意思啦。所以呢，为什么这个远距教学这么好呢？因为学生有很多的自由啦。当我们常会用 freedom to do something， 就是有什么样的自由，像是 the freedom to vote， 就是有投票的自由啦。And often we talk about freedom of speech， 就是指言论自由这样的意思啊。Speech 的拼法是 S-P-E-E-C-H。So how do we use this word in a sentence?
Okay, well here's an example sentence. We're lucky to have the freedom to express our own opinions.、We're lucky to have the freedom to express our own opinions.
We sure are. 我们很幸运呢，可以有这个发表我们想法的自由哦。
But there's more. Okay, for distance learning, the article says the students can study on their own terms. To do something on your own terms means you can choose everything yourself. For distance learning, this means you choose your subject, your teacher, when you study, how long you'll study for, things like that.
哇，真是太方便了！所以呢，原来学生呢为什么喜欢这个远距教学，就是他们可以根据自己的状况来做学习哦。所以像是他们可以自己选科目啦，或是自己的老师，还有时间长长等等哦。那我们刚刚有看到 on one's own terms or on one's terms， 就是根据自己的状况的意思啦。
So here's yet another benefit of distance learning. For another, they can get.Personal feedback from their teachers straight away. So let's look at the word personal first. Personal, P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L, personal, means your own, not belonging to or connected with anyone else.
Okay, 在这里我们看到 for another, 意思就是、喂，那另外一个好处呢，则是他们可以马上得到老师的私人的 feedback, 也就是回馈。私人的我们在这里可以用 personal 这个字来表示私人的或是个人的这样的意思啦。
So let's use personal. The actress didn't feel comfortable while answering personal questions on TV. The actress didn't feel comfortable while answering personal questions on TV.
Okay, 所以那个女演员在电视上回答 personal questions, 也就是私人问题感到非常的不自在哦。
Now, in the article, it talks about personal feedback. Feedback, F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K, feedback, means the reply to something you've done. Like when your teacher tells you what you did well, how you can improve, that kind of thing. Personal feedback is feedback that's just for you.
Ooh, okay, feedback 在这里我们可以说是回馈这样的意思。比方说老师可能就会亲自跟一样说哇你表现得很棒或是哪里可以再加强等等哦。
We also saw the phrase straight away, and this means at once, without waiting. For example, if you have a fast smartphone, if you go to a website, it opens straight away.
Straight away 就是立即马上的意思啦。
Now, all these things sound really good. You get your teacher's comments on how to improve without having to wait until the end of the lesson. And so the teacher can talk to you straight away, doesn't have to worry about bothering other students.
没错，其实呢，你就马上可以询问老师问题，不用担心，诶，其他同学可能呢，会听到老师对你个人的意见哦。
Now, the final sentence gives one more benefit.What's more, they can learn from teachers from all over the world.
Wow.
Now that's really useful, especially if you're learning English.
没错，更棒的是呢，他们可以从世界各国老师们学习哦。
Okay, that's the end of the first part of the article. So, let's finish today's lesson. So, Laura, have you ever utilized distance learning?
No, I haven't, but it sounds really interesting. What about you, Pat?
Yes, I have. When I decided to become an English teacher, I did most of my training online. So some of it was on a website, and for some of it, I emailed my teacher, and he gave me feedback. It was a little different, but it was very convenient because I could do the work when I had the time instead of the other way around.I have lots of freedom, just like the article says.
Great, maybe I could try it myself sometime. Okay, well, I guess that's all for today.
Yep.
And tomorrow we'll look at a good example of distance learning, right?
Yep, we'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks for having us over tonight.
Thanks for having us over tonight.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim, 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。昨天我跟大家聊到了参加 party 的经验，可以用哪些话来表达你对这个 party 的喜好呢？不过，不管今天 party 有多么的好玩，再怎么样的开心，可都不要忘了回家的时间哦。今天我们就要学习如果要离开 party 时， 你可以怎么跟主人道别？你可以说 Thanks for having us over tonight. 谢谢你今晚邀请我们过来。 Have somebody over 就表示邀请某人过来的意思。假设我说 I will have my friends over my place tonight. 就表示我今晚要邀请我朋友来家里的意思。这个用法等同于我们常听到的 invite。所以这个句子也可以写成 Thanks for inviting us tonight. 谢谢你今晚邀请我们。而当我们说 Thanks for something 时，就表示感谢某人做了某件事。例如 party 结束后你搭了朋友的便车回家，就可以说 Thanks for driving me home. 感谢你载我回家。好，那我们来复习一下今天的例句。 Thanks for having us over tonight. 那最后我们下次见咯。
Thanks for having us over tonight.
Thanks for having us over tonight.
Chit chat.
Especially 和 especially 长得好像哦。
对啊，那意思也差不多吗？
That's right! These two words, especially and specially, can be used interchangeably. 也就是说，这两个字呢，可以互相的互换使用哦。那它们呢，两个都是副词，可以用来修饰名词以及形容词，有这个强调的语气哦，用来表示特别是怎么样怎么样。For example, everyone loves this movie, especially children. Or, I'm afraid of walking home alone, especially at night. 刚刚这两个句子当然都可以用 specially 互换，有相同的意思。不过很多人可能会想说，到底这两个还有什么差别呢？其实呢，大家有没有发现 especially, 它是不是好像比较难发音，跟 specially 比起来？所以一般像小朋友或是初学者来讲，习惯成自然就会用成 specially。但是呢，一般 especially 还是比较正式的说法哦。不过呢，如果你要用来强调某个东西是特别或是专程，因为什么原因而怎么样呢？用 specially 会比较贴切。For example, 送礼的时候可能会说 I got this specially for you. 我特别呢买这个礼物来送你哦。Or, this shampoo is specially designed for people with dry and damaged hair. 另外如果你说 I love headbands, especially I like feather headbands. 注意哦，不能把 especially 放在句首上是错的。你要说 I especially like feather headbands.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
其实 especially 和 specially 都是一样的意思，但 specially 比较针对是什么事情特别为什么而做的哦，而 especially 比较正式。
Learn it your way.
People are a lot busier than before, but many still want to continue their education. Since they may not have enough time to sit in the classroom, they can utilize distance learning. People used to do this by mail, but these days, they can do it online. There are many benefits to distance learning. For one thing, students have a lot of freedom. They can study on their own terms. For another, they can get personal feedback from their teachers straight away. What's more, they can learn from teachers from all over the world.
Education. Education. Many people go to college these days to get higher education. Many people go to college these days to get higher education. Mail. Mail.Gerald had a lot of mail to open after spending 2 weeks on vacation. Gerald had a lot of mail to open after spending 2 weeks on vacation. Freedom. Freedom. We're lucky to have the freedom to express our own opinions. We're lucky to have the freedom to express our own opinions. Personal. Personal. The actress didn't feel comfortable while answering personal questions on TV. The actress didn't feel comfortable while answering personal questions on TV.